Welcome to Explore Radio. I'm Jeff St. Clair. Doctors in Cleveland have for the first time implanted electrodes in the brain of a partially paralyzed patient in order to help them regain movement lost to a stroke. It's the latest example of how researchers are pushing the boundaries of a new field of medicine. In this edition of Explore Radio, we look at the novel uses of deep brain stimulation.
You ready to start playing?
Anna Franks is an 85-year-old stroke patient at Cleveland Clinic Akron General's Edwin Shaw Rehab Hospital in Cuyahoga Falls.
This is different than what I have been used to doing, but
you're
I will
stay
try.
Right about there.
Okay. So
right now she's playing cornhole with a physical therapist.
Let's see how many points we can get today.
It's part of intensive physical therapy she's been getting for the past 2 weeks.
Didn't do as good today.
Give you a little breather.
Franks actually has done remarkably well compared to the days immediately after her stroke. Her face was most affected.
And the first time I saw myself, I thought, well, gee, the Lord's going to lead me this way.
She improved with the help of a team of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, all working to retrain her brain to do old tasks in new ways. Speech therapist Lorianne Bonkowski has a useful analogy. Say your brain is a house, and a big storm comes by and drops a tree across your front door.
Can't get in that way anymore. That's the stroke.
But she says there are other ways to get into that house.
There's a back door usually, windows, a side door maybe. Those are the other pathways that we're trying to open up.
And it's a similar backdoor approach that a team at the Cleveland Clinic is exploring that could someday help people like Anna Franks recover quicker. Dr. Andre Machado is hoping to speed the healing of stroke-damaged tissue by electrically stimulating a part of the brain nowhere near the injury. The cerebellum sits way in the back of the brain where it coordinates movement in the body. But Machado says there's a direct line from the cerebellum to the distant part of the brain strokes often strike.
The name of the pathway is a mouthful. It's called the cerebellothalamocortical pathway.
Machado breaks it down.
It is the pathway between the cerebellum and the cerebral cortex via its relay in the thalamus.
Machado hopes to take advantage of that pathway's normal role of coordinating movement by using it to restore mobility in people paralyzed by stroke. He's found that sending electrical impulses through the pathway boosts the building of new brain connections or synapses in the damaged area. But it doesn't work by itself.
What drives the formation of new synapses, in my opinion, is really the training. It's the physical therapy.
Machado thinks deep brain stimulation of the cerebellum provides the added juice to make physical therapy stick. And after a decade of experimenting on animals, he's ready to try it in humans. In December, Machado inserted a tiny wire electrode into the cerebellum of his first patient. Next month, he's going to switch it on for the first time. He's of two minds on how to react to this historic moment.
The clinician side of me is very excited that I am bringing a new hope that can help my patients in the future. The scientist side of me has to remain skeptical.
Even if the procedure doesn't work entirely as expected, Machado's not worried it will do any harm.
To my knowledge, we have never seen a negative effect of brain stimulation that was irreversible.
Although this is the first time deep brain stimulation has been used to treat stroke, Machado has used it to help hundreds of people with Parkinson's disease. Over the past decade, deep brain stimulation has become so routine, it's now entertainment.
Witness the wonders of modern medicine. Brain Surgery Live with Mental Floss, hosted by Bryant Gumbel.
University Hospital neurosurgeon Jennifer Sweet was part of that live broadcast.
We really just wanted to demystify this therapy and this technology.
She says while treating Parkinson's with deep brain stimulation is primetime viewing, a slew of other treatments are waiting in the wings.
Epilepsy has been investigated, major depressive disorder. People are studying the benefit of this for perhaps addiction. It can be effective in obsessive compulsive disorder. It's been used to treat Tourette's. It may even be an option for anorexia or obesity or hypertension even.
A few years from now, deep brain stimulation could be an option for stroke patients like Anna Franks at Edwin Shaw, augmenting physical therapy. But even without it, she says her team gave her hope for recovery.
You wonder when you come in, can I do it? And these girls have taught me I can do it.
I'm Jeff St. Clair with this week's Explore Radio.